Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, it seems like most of us could spot these folks from a mile away, but apparently that is not the case, and so the NYPD is warning New Yorkers about a new charity scam in the city.
So what's happening in this park scam? 6 times already in the last 10 days, women are being approached by a group of young men claiming that they're looking for donations to their sports teams. Now, how do they steal the money? They use the money payment app Zelle, or at least they're claiming to, but it's a scam. In the process of briefly convincing the victims to hand over their phones, instead they're inputting their email to transfer cash right to their accounts to the tune of $7,000 so far. Anthony Lovino is a captain with the NYPD Central Park Precinct. He spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
Because these incidents are nonviolent in nature, it's often not apparent to anybody else that may be in the vicinity that there's a crime occurring.
So if you're out here taking a walk on another beautiful day, here's a tip. Don't hand off your phone to anyone, even for a couple of seconds. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Central Park.
The NYPD, Nassau County Police, and the feds all ramping up security ahead of next month's ICC World Cup. That's after a pro-ISIS group posted an ominous message showing the 34,000-seat Eisenhower Stadium, which is set to host the cricket tournament. It was captioned, "You wait for matches and we wait for you." So far, there's no credible threat against the World Cup or a specific game on June 9th, a date mentioned in the post. But officials say this could be a way for ISIS to try and incite someone to violence. It is 25 years to life for Ralif Bradford, the 30-year-old member of Brooklyn's Frontside Bloods gang, was sentenced for killing Justin Ritchie a day after he turned 16. Prosecutors say this was because Justin's older brother was in a rival gang. Two alleged accomplices remain at large. After the judge gives instructions later this morning, the Donald Trump hush money case will be in the hands of the jury.
Closing arguments for Donald Trump was all about hammering away at prosecution star witness Michael Cohen. Attorney Todd Blanche made the sports reference of greatness, the GOAT, but called Cohen the gloat, the greatest liar of all time. But prosecutors have the final word with the jury, explaining that while you might not like Michael Cohen, he coordinated the deal to silence Stormy Daniels in the weeks before the presidential election. Josh Steinglass explaining, Cohen couldn't buy lunch without Donald Trump's approval. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Drama outside the courthouse at dueling demonstrations by both the Biden and Trump campaigns, with A-list actor Robert De Niro blasting the former president.
De Niro says it's all part of Trump's character, making him unworthy of the office.
We New Yorkers used to tolerate him when he was just another grubby real estate hustler masquerading as a big shot. A two-bit playboy.
During that news conference, De Niro got into an argument with a Trump supporter. Trump's campaign held their own news conference with advisor Jason Miller calling out the Oscar winner.
The best that Biden can do is roll out a washed-up actor. And don't worry, my remarks will be shorter than the Irishman.
Miller says after saying politics had nothing to do with the trial, the Biden-Harris campaign shows up and makes a campaign event out of it. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And we're hearing from Donald Trump on the De Niro appearance, with the former president taking to his Truth Social to call the 2024 Oscar nominee a, quote, wacko former actor. He also accused De Niro of suffering from an incurable case of Trump derangement syndrome. The 10 years behind bars for Thomas Webster, that stands. The retired NYPD officer received the sentence for assaulting a police officer during the January 6 riot at the Capitol. He appealed, saying the entire jury pool in Washington, D.C. was presumptively prejudiced against him. A 3-judge panel from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit disagreed. They also rejected his argument that the length of his sentence was substantively unreasonable compared to other Capitol riot defendants. A major roadblock for the bid by Mets owner Steve Cohen to build a casino at Citi Field. The Albany lawmaker representing the area has formally come out in opposition to the plan.
State Senator Jessica Ramos has been under pressure for a year to back legislation allowing the project to go forward by turning city parkland over to the developers. So she did a poll.
75% of my constituents are in opposition to a casino in our backyard.
However, Ramos's decision does not mean game over.
think we're probably in the first or second inning of a longer game, tell you the truth.
Said Queens Chamber of Commerce President Tom Gresh.
I just can't really fathom the logic behind walking away from that kind of private investment.
An $8 billion investment, said Queensboro President Donovan Richards in a statement that urges the governor and state senate to explore other avenues to bring Metropolitan Park to life. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There has been a fatal hit and run in the Bronx. A 39-year-old woman was killed after being struck by two vehicles, one of which fled the scene. This was at East 167th and Washington Avenue in Morrisania just before 6 p.m. Tuesday. So far, no ID on the victim. A teenage girl is dead, a teenage boy under arrest following a crash involving a stolen motorbike and an SUV in the Bronx.
That scooter and the Honda Pilot collided here at 192nd and University Avenue. A witness says the 15-year-old girl was motionless and she died at the scene. Friends and family of the two victims watched the aftermath with tears and shock.
She was real sweet and happy.
The girl's cousin describes her as quiet but sweet.
It happened so fast.
Arturo Quinones heard the bang just a few minutes after he went inside.
When I came back out, you know, so I heard the bang. I didn't see it. But then I turned around and saw that car right there, like it turned. So I thought he hit somebody.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in University Heights.
The 18-year-old is charged with criminal possession of stolen property. NYC moving forward with a crackdown on illegal pot sales in the city. This time, the NYPD seized millions of dollars worth of products from a warehouse in Brooklyn. The probe started when cops responded to a report of a burglary in Fort Greene, and they found items on scene. A subsequent investigation turned up edibles, vapes, and other stuff at a warehouse on Adelphi Street. Mayor Adams.
You have one feeder location feeding a large number of stores, targeting our children, illegal products, same products. You're seeing the same products in too many of the stores, and we have to crack down on the source.
Well, the mayor says so far Operation Padlock to Protect has shut down more than 200 illegal smoke shops, and now one of their major suppliers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.